think this is just, again, emphasizes the fact that we have a broken health system and Letterkenny isn't escaping what we're seeing in other hospitals right around the country, where patients are suffering the indignity of lying in hospital trolleys on chairs waiting to be admitted to the hospitals. And we see that probably most acutely over the last couple of days, where leading consultants in the hospital have described scenes at Letterkenny like a battle zone, where we know where patients are waiting up to 24 hours to be admitted, where those who land at the hospital on ambulances are waiting up to 3 hours to get in through the A&E doors as a result of the chaos that's going on. And our frontline staff, nursing staff, have been reduced to tears as a result of the crisis. And there's a responsibility here for the head of government, Enda Kenny, to make it clear to the Irish public what he is going to do and what his government are going to do to turn things around. Because in my view, this was very predictable and is a direct result of the type of politics that Fine Gael, with the support of Fianna Fáil, have implemented in the last couple of years.
And you've raised the issue too that the Taoiseach has been absent during the overcrowding crisis.
Yes, the Taoiseach hasn't raised his head at all in relation to this, and this is the worst scenes that we've ever seen in our hospitals in Letterkenny and right across the state since we started recording the number of patients that were waiting admittance to our hospitals. We've seen it at the start of last week, 612 patients, and we'll all remember the billboards that were plastered right across the state a number of years back within the picture of Enda Kenny saying that he was the person who would end the scandal of hospital trolleys. Well, now there's a responsibility as him as Taoiseach to actually take control of this issue, to change direction in terms of his health policy, and that means opening additional beds. You know, we have seen 600 beds closed over the last number of years. We've seen 3,500 patients, or nurses, sorry, taken out of the system over the last number of years, yet our population is growing, our over 65s is growing by a rate of 20,000 each year. So we can't have a situation where government just blames management, saying that they should do more with less. This is about the political choices, and the reality is this government, with the support of Fianna Fáil, decided to cut taxes for the most wealthiest in society instead of investing into the type of beds that we need in hospitals such as Letterkenny and elsewhere.